Been an exciting day here. So I'm walking down. Well, first I see my newspaper that I'm in, Montauk Sun, but many on actually on 77th and Madison Avenue. So I'm here with a lovely lady. Hi, your name is?
Amy.
Annie?
Amy.
Oh, Amy. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. Amy actually knows what's going on over here. So Amy, what's going on over here?
So there's an exhibition at the Met Broyer of Ligia Pape. She was a Portuguese artist, and this is one of her performance pieces, Didi Sor. And they're reenacting it. So they're starting at the Met Broyer and then walking to the Met Fifth Avenue.
Okay, so I've learned something, a lot of something here. The Met Broyer is what? That's a new museum,
the
part
Met
of the Met?
It's a new outpost for the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's in the old Whitney building on 75th and Madison.
Oh, so it's the old Whitney Museum?
It's the old Whitney building, yeah.
Oh, okay. I somehow sensed that that was that, yeah. About that. So they took over the Whitney management and put their own name on it. And now they're walking up the street from there to here. Okay. I did say a couple negative concepts. I'm a good news broadcaster, but I'm always concerned about street marches in this city because it's just so chaotic to begin with.
Yeah, they look pretty organized.
They look very organized. They did well, and I think everything is going to be fine. And Amy, you did nice. What's good news for you, Amy? I'm a good news broadcaster.
Nice to meet you. I don't know, it's really exciting. Stuff like this, I feel like, doesn't happen on the Upper East Side too much, so it's nice to see.
All righty, can I ask you one last question?
Sure.
Because I'm involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace.
Awesome.
And that's actually the reason why I get concerned because of these things. It's like a peace march. I'm not into marches, okay, in the streets because I'm afraid someone's going to get hurt, especially go to a peace march, someone might get trampled, unfortunately. So what is peace? I've asked thousands of people since we're part of the International Day of Peace, September 21st, the United Nations, 193 countries have agreed to it. And now actually the former president of Portugal is now the Secretary General of the United Nations. So what does peace mean to you, Amy?
I think it's just understanding everyone's differences. Everyone grew up in different ways, so everyone has different beliefs, but to be tolerant of that and realize that it would be boring if everyone was the same, and just to understand that...
Slackers, we're at 77th Street, Madison Avenue, and there's a march here. Not really sure what this march is for, but I don't know. Does anybody see what that sign says?
The visor.
This is a divisor march. There must be some reason for divisor. In any case, there's some kind of interest here. They have an interesting piece of cloth on themselves. And I'm wondering what it's all about. But I'll go to the video people. They always know who it is and what it is. Because if not, why are they on the camera shooting this? So he ought to know. All right, so I'm going to go to the video guy. I don't know if he can talk. Sometimes video guys can't talk. Mr. Video Guy, do you know what this is all about?
It's just it's an art piece.
Oh, this is an art piece? The divisor art piece? Are you working with them, videoing it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's an art piece. Not standing for anything special. Just art. But letting people... Huh?
Walking from one Met to the other.
One Met to the other. We have another Met. What Met? Other Met is besides this Met.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a new Met down here.
Yeah.
What Met?
The modern art. They took over.
They took over the 52nd Street.
No, it's on 70.
Just at north side of 79.
70 something.
70 something. Yeah.
70 something is a new Metropolitan Museum of Art.
They put all their modern art there.
They put all their modern art there. And now we're walking in the streets causing chaos to promote it.
It's an old art exhibit that was done in the 1970s. Look it up.
Walking in the streets?
Look it up.
Yes? All right. It's not enough. They have a big old place to do these things, which I just mentioned to people. All right. In any case, it's America. It's freedom of speech and freedom of act. And need a lot of supervision. Hope no one gets hurt. Always question a march of any sorts in the streets. It's nutty enough. Look at all the cars, all the bicycles, everything else. In any case, you know, let's pray that they're safe. That's what it's all about.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure.